you've got nine people with virtually no political experience, or they had some local government experience probably, who've been elected. You've got 10 of the old guard back, but of those, four of them were only elected at the recent by-elections. So you can say they haven't really got any experience at this stage. Two things will happen. One is they could make decisions which are wrong. And secondly, the civil service will be jumping up and down for joy because they'll be able to control the new members.
I would disagree with that last point. The civil service from the top down want direction.